All right, one of the big news stories outside of the weather this week, the two monkeys that were stolen from the Dallas Zoo, they have been recovered. They were found in a home in Lancaster, an abandoned house in the closet down there, and they are being returned to the zoo. Well, we have one of them joining us right now on the ticket hotline to talk about this experience. Good morning. Glad to hear that you're okay.
Hey, great to be on with you guys. Jenkins, Constantinople here.
Jenkins, okay.
Jenkins.
Yeah, Jenkins, Constantinople, and looking forward to talking to you. You know, I'm one of the greatest monkeys in Dallas Zoo history. I'm ranked the number one emperor tamarin monkey in the world, in fact, right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I scored about a 1,200 on my SAT, and the next highest primate got a 12. So I'm dominant.
That's
clearly,
that's really impressive.
A giga Chad with an Elon brain here. So
okay, so tell us who took you out of the zoo.
No one took me out of the zoo.
No one.
No one. No. No. I was pissed. You know, the Dallas Zoo has this world class asset on its hands with me there. At the zoo, smartest primate in the world, they got me tucked away in some enclosure, like I'm an idiot or something. So that's why I engineered the greatest escape since our patron saint Jabari made his leap for life in 2004.
Yeah, I got to admit, I never heard of you before this happened.
That's the thing. They don't do anything to promote me. This is all on the Dallas Zoo. I mean, I'm sitting there in my enclosure every day, eating the gruel that they wheel out there for me. And, I'm tired of sitting on the sidelines of culture while everyone is hustling in this hyper-connected gig economy. So I made the decision to escape with my pal Footfoot. Footfoot is my buddy.
Footfoot?
Yeah, and he ain't the sharpest tool in a drawer. You know, I'm clearly the alpha there, so I had to plan the whole thing. And I did plan it. I planned it meticulously. I had the whole poster of Dallas Bryant put up in the cage, and I would tunnel back behind it. Been doing that for 2 years.
That reference again.
Yeah. And then finally, I hit an area where I couldn't dig through. And so I had to move to Plan B, so I carved some bolt cutters out of limestone and had to use those for the escape.
Wow. That's really elaborate. So what was the plan for your escape, or where were you headed?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Craig. I had a safe house set up in Lancaster where our getaway car was parked, and we had, we didn't have a lot of money, of course, so it was a Miata with a stick shift, which caused some problems for me, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I can't really drive a stick shift. I'm bad enough with that. But then I get in there, and I'm trying to get familiar with the controls. I turn it on the radio, and there's whoever the radio equivalent of Delkus is. Comes on and says, "Don't drive, it's iced over." I'm like, oh,
Brad Barton, maybe?
Yeah, it's probably Brad Barton. And so then I look outside and it's completely iced over. So I try to get the Miata out of the driveway. I'm slipping and sliding all over the place. I took out my across the street neighbor's masonry mailbox, trying to get that Miata out of the driveway. And couldn't do it. So, I'm trying my best. I'm trying to get to the green building where I had stashed my pretty nice little i9 PC build with a 4000 series graphics card. I'd stashed that at the green building because I was trying to get my Twitch stream up and running, and I got my influencer channels up and flying, got to do funny reaction videos and whatnot.
Right.
But can't get out of the driveway. So then I just decided, hey, look, I got to go back in the safe house there. So I was trapped in a closet there in Lancaster, kind of like Craig's adolescence, huh? I'm having fun.
Yeah, man. But I guess they eventually got you out of the – yesterday, I guess you came out of the closet.
That I don't appreciate that, and I don't think that kind of humor ages very well. I just don't think that really flies here in the 20 and the 23, so –
I thought we're having fun here, and you're telling us stories about escaping from the Dallas Zoo, and This is a sarcastic comment. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, it was a sarcastic comment, and I don't appreciate it. So I guess I'll
we'll just wish you a good day.
All right, then.
Okay. All right.
Have a good day.
All right, sorry.
Bye.
Okay. All right, we'll see you. There goes
Jenkins. Awkward.
Wow. The Tamron monkey. I didn't mean to offend him, but I guess I did.
Well, I guess you did.
He and Footfoot on the loose, but no longer. Now returned to the Dallas Zoo.
So stupid. He was offended at that line of humor right after using that line of humor.
Right. That's what made it really strange. I thought we were all having fun, but I guess not.